Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, your pre-Thanksgiving Day edition of Monday Night Talk. And while I'm trying to get myself here into the holiday spirit just a couple of days before Thanksgiving, our first guest might be able to achieve that. He's none other than Mr. John Marion, who we've had on this program previously. And as folks may or may not know, the city of Brockton, known or will soon be known as USA Christmas Town. They're preparing for not only a Santa Hat Challenge, but a big holiday parade that'll be coming up after Thanksgiving. Mr. Marion, welcome to the show.
Kevin, how you doing? Ooh. Always a pleasure to be on the show, and I'm ready to let's talk turkey. How's that?
How do you like your turkey, John?
I'm looking forward to turkey, Kevin. Let me tell you something. I look forward to Thanksgiving all throughout the year because we get together with the family. You know, we sit down and we have turkey, and then everybody falls asleep.
Well, let's talk about what's going to happen the day after, and it's not necessarily Black Friday where everybody goes out and gets a great deal because they're shopping for Christmas. It's actually, you've done some, in the City of Champions in Brockton, you folks have done something a little bit different this year to bring on the holidays and celebrate Christmas. I know that normally the Santa Hat Challenge would be something that would have taken place yesterday, but in fact, you've moved that day. This is going to culminate with something you did recently back in October when you planted a blue spruce in downtown Brockton, right?
That's right. We have a fantastic committee that grows and grows every year, and it really is on a mission to make Brockton, Massachusetts a holiday destination spot, hence USA Christmas Town, and our website is usachristmastown.org. But yeah, City Hall Plaza, where we normally have a tree lighting ceremony on Saturday after Thanksgiving when we have our parade, we're moving that tree lighting ceremony to the Friday night, November 28th, the day after Thanksgiving. The DPW got us a 15-foot blue spruce from New York. It will grow 1 foot a year, and it's been planted on Legion Parkway, which has always been a gathering spot for Brocktonians. We're going to close down the Legion Parkway area, and we're going to have a tree lighting ceremony there. And it's a real treat, and the committee's really excited about that. And, you know, the great thing is there's a ton of development that's going on downtown, about $180 million worth of development, private and public. And right across the street from that, the Enterprise Block is being rejuvenated, and there's 125 market-rate apartments that are going to be ready in about 6 months. And those folks are going to be the beneficiary of this wonderful tree because they're going to look out their window and they're going to see a fantastic Christmas tree all year round. So, yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah, because I know normally there would be a lighting ceremony at the end of the holiday parade that you're going to be holding on Saturday, but right now there's construction that's ongoing around City Hall and around that plaza, which is, I guess, a good thing that you're able to plant a new tree on Legion Parkway, correct?
Right, and no pun intended. I mean, we're planting the seed for the future of USA Christmas Town. And, you know, part of the thing that we want to create is, you know, for many years, you know, we had the Christmas parade and the holiday parade, you know, one-day activity. And we've constantly talked about adding activities. So we added the Santa Hat Challenge, of which we will incorporate into the tree lighting. But as we get more and more into the conversation, we'll get into the details of that. But we're creating more and more things to do during the month of December. So as we come out of Thanksgiving, you know, we're offering the opportunity Friday night to have the tree lighting ceremony starting at 6 o'clock. We'll close down Legion Parkway. We're going to have the Brockapella Group, which is the Brockton High Chorus, come down. And Matt Cunningham is going to put together a nice interactive type of choral singing with the crowd. And Shana Barnes is organizing some churches, and they'll also be involved in the interactive singing. And then we will have the Santa Hat Challenge incorporated with all that. So anybody that comes is encouraged to wear their Santa hat so that we can take a picture and once again, you know, beat the record of most people wearing Santa hats in one place. So that brings a Friday night activity, which is something different. And then leading into Saturday, which is when, you know, we'll have our parade festivities.
Again, we're speaking with John Marion. He's with us just for a couple of more moments here. And he is somebody who has helped to organize the holiday parade for a number of years and has been kind of the face that we go to, the individual that we go to, we talk to. I know that there's a committee that is a part of. Tell us about how important it is to have all these committee members and somehow find a way to integrate some of their ideas.
Well, the committee is unbelievable, and it grows every year. And part of the success of the committee is such that it's an all-inclusive committee that engages within the community. And I think in order to have an event that is this large and this widespread and this meaningful to the city of Brockton, being it the largest event that the city puts on, you need to have people that want to roll up their sleeves and work. And this committee is certainly that, whether it's out fundraising, engaging different community groups to put floats together, going in and out of the schools, creating different activities like the treasure hunt, really coming up with some creative ideas to make the event and kick off the event, which is the Friday and Saturday events. Hopefully we'll make it into a Friday, Saturday, Sunday weekend event leading into all the other things that happen in the city of Brockton. So, yeah, they're great. We meet every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and there's at least 50 of them that, we're meeting during the week and talking during the week and emailing, and then, the meetings are very active. So, yeah, I'm blessed. It wouldn't happen without them, and, I thank every one of them every time we see each other.
So. All right. We got like 2 minutes left, and that's enough time, I think, for you to tell us a little bit about the holiday parade, the theme for this year's parade, maybe some of the other activities that are going to go on aside from the parade that will take place this Saturday coming up.
So 9 o'clock, the festivities begin. We have a Santa's Village at 141 Main Street right next to Tuxedos by Marion. Free pictures with not only the Santa Claus. We have a treasure hunt, which is tied around history. We've created 15 different spots throughout the downtown and the businesses where children will be able to go in and out, have a passport to the holidays, get them stamped at each location, get a little history lesson, and then eventually when they finish their passport, they'll be able to come back to Tuxedos by Marion and get their treasure. We have City Hall open. They have a craft bazaar over there. They're open from 11 to 4. There'll be some history tours there done around, I think, 11 to 12. We'll have a DJ on the roof of the garage playing holiday songs, creating a festive atmosphere. We encourage everybody to come down to the parade wearing their Santa hat so that we can show once again that we are the home of the first department store Santa. And then the parade kicks off at 1 o'clock. And hopefully we'll have more bands than we've ever had before, more interaction with floats. If folks want to get involved with volunteerism, and or get a float in the parade, go to www.usachristmastown.org, or they can call my cell phone, 508-612-2688, and let's engage everybody and kick off the holidays after we filled our belly with turkey.
And we should let folks know that, again, that there is a major push to market the city of Brockton as a USA Christmas Town. We'll definitely look forward to talking with you more about that as that unfolds, correct?
Absolutely. And we have a hashtag USA Christmas Town campaign. You can go on our Facebook, USA Christmas Town. You can go on Santa Hat Challenge, First Department Store Santa. Those are all our Facebook and Twitter feeds. But yeah, it's going to be great. We're really excited. We're going to light a tree, at night, real one for the first time in 30 years on Legion Parkway, leading into a great event on Saturday, inviting everybody, come bring your children. It's a blast. Leading up to our 125th anniversary next year, which is going to be full-blown, just out of our mind, fun, entertainment, holiday. So it's great.
There he is, John Marion, talking about not only the special tree lighting that is going to take place this Friday, but also the holiday parade and other festivities that will be taking place built around that parade this coming Saturday. We'll step aside, and when we come back, more of your special Monday Night Talk Thanksgiving Day edition right here on 95.9 WATD.